When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and it also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about loving the narcissist more than you love yourself, giving the narcissist more than you give yourself. Like, when I'm doing my one-on-ones, when I'm doing my little coaching calls over Zoom and things like that, when people ask me, when I can clearly see that they're in a trauma bond, or they're just in a, you know, super abusive situation, or just a sad, unhappy relationship, I always ask them, like, what have you done for you lately? What have you literally done for yourself lately? I feel like everything you named off, you have given to this person. Like, you've given up, you moved for this person. You gained weight because you're stressed about this person. You lost weight because you're stressed about this person. You gave up your money, your job, your career, your family, your friends, everything for this person. And what have you done for yourself? Because all the thing you have done is give. What have you done for yourself recently? And people start to name stuff off. They're like, well, I started going to the gym here. I actually started like doing things like that, and a lot of the things that they do, I started eating better. And some people just say nothing. I haven't done anything for myself, but a lot of times they start listing off stuff that is physical. They start listing off physical stuff that they've done for themselves, like literally physical stuff. I'm like, what have you done for yourself emotionally? What have you done to give back to yourself emotionally? Not just physically, not just financially. What have you done to give back to yourself emotionally? Because your emotional connections matter. Your emotional strength matters. Your emotional intelligence matters. Your emotional health matters. Because a lot of times when you are in these toxic narcissist relationships with people like myself, you end up dying slowly emotionally. And emotional death comes way before physical death. It just does. That's a fact. You will die emotionally well before you die physically if you stay in a toxic relationship. You'll be dead at 27 years old emotionally. But you'll live to be 80. Be sad as hell with this person for 80, for y'all, literally for 60 years. Be sad as hell for 60 years because you've been emotionally dead. You just have been. What have you done to give back to yourself emotionally? What have you done for self-love purposes? What have you done? Just turn your phone off. Disconnect from the world. When have you done that last time? When have you went for a walk by yourself with your phone off in your pocket? Just breathe the air. Close your eyes. When was the last time you meditated and done something, that, you know, read a good book, a good empowering book? Not no 50 Shades of Grey, which might be good for your mental health. But, you know, when have you read some Danielle Steele? When have y'all read something just truly empowering that gives back to yourself? You know, when have you done that? When have you given back to yourself? Like my friend Lisa Sunny has a book out here called The Trauma Bond Recovery Journal, where she helps people break their trauma bond by giving back to themselves emotionally throughout this book, because you write down stuff that you love about yourself. When is the last time you wrote down a list of things that you love about yourself? When is it? Because a lot of times people don't like writing lists. People just like living in the moment in these relationships, and they're unhappy. I talked to a woman yesterday, truly perpetually unhappy. One of the most unhappy people I've spoken to. She hasn't been physically abused. A lot of people in narcissistic relationship haven't crossed the physical threshold of abuse. So it's hard for them to rationalize that they're being abused. They'll say some stuff like, well, I haven't been hit. That's a good thing. I'm like, they don't have to hit you to hurt you. One of my main talents as a narcissist is not really talent. I know it's not a talent, y'all, but as a narcissist, if you're in a self-aware narcissist group, it's considered a talent. Dude, you can hurt people with your words more than you ever can with your hands or your feet or your head. You headbutt people. Your words matter. Your words hurt. The way you use your words can cause way deeper damage than a punch. A punch can break some bones and stuff like that, but a word can break your heart. You know what I mean? That's why I say, like, people. Some people I'm talking to, they wish they were being hit. I wish they would hit me. I would just probably just leave then. All right, and chances are you wouldn't, because you're emotionally connected to this person. Because if they can emotionally destroy you, a lot of times the physical stuff comes. You know what I mean? Well, sometimes the physical stuff comes. I just said most of y'all haven't been hit. But yeah. What have you done to get back to yourself emotionally? Because y'all, one of the things I hear, y'all be loving narcissists more than you love yourself. I've had people open their mouths and say that. Literally, they love narcissists more than, I love this person more than I love myself. You lose. You've already lost. Because that right there means that you're going to give, and never get anything in return and be happy with it. Not be happy with it, but be satisfied. Like your place on this earth, when they go to bury you, they be like, you know what she did? She gave her all to a person who didn't really care about her. Good life. When they bury you, they throw the dirt on you. He gave his all to a woman that didn't even care about him. Or a woman or a man. You can do you. He gave his all to someone that didn't really care about him for 50 years. I want to be just like him when I go. When I die, I want to live that exact same life. You wouldn't want to live that exact same life. If you were burying yourself and you had to read your, you know, write your, this is what I tell people too. Write down your obituary. That right there changed my life. Literally, write down your eulogy. Write your eulogy and write your obituary. Write down what people would say about you based on your point of view. Write down what you would say about yourself. Honestly, don't leave anything out, because if it hurts, that's the point. If you're not happy right now, your obituary, dang, I did a lot. I was super happy. Then that's the point. You write it down. You write down your eulogy. You write down your obituary from your own perspective. Lee lived a life of turmoil. He never got treated for his narcissistic personality disorder. He didn't go to therapy. He spent his whole entire life hurting people because he couldn't control his emotional, he couldn't regulate his own emotions. So he tried to control others. He lived a life of despair and never achieved any of his goals because the goals were fleeting. Anytime he set a goal, he would hit that little goal. Happiness would not be there for him. He didn't live in the moment. He lived for what's next. That stuff hurts to hear. That stuff hurt me when I wrote mine a few years ago. I can't find it anymore. But I wrote mine a few years ago, and it sucked. Write down your obituary. Write down your eulogy. Hurt your own feelings. Sometimes you have to see the realness. Write it down. I'm dead serious. Write down your eulogy and your obituary from your own perspective and be honest with yourself. What have you accomplished? Write down this marriage or this relationship that you're in. Write it down. Write it down like you died and you were still in it. And that nothing has changed. Write it down. Because I feel like that'll tell you a lot more about your current situation and where you're headed than what you are in right now. I promise you it will. And some people are not going to write it because it's going to hurt so bad. And that's the point. If you're scared to write down your obituary based on your current life, then that's the point, to let you know you're not where you're supposed to be at. Write it down. Y'all be scared. Like, what are you scared for? You happy, right? This is what you want, correct? If this is what you want in life, write it down. Write down your current situation and like make it seem like you died tomorrow. What would you have accomplished in this relationship? I was mentally and emotionally abused for 10 years, and I just stayed. And then my kids have to live with this person. My kids had to live with this emotionally unavailable person 100% of the time because I didn't leave. I decided to stay. I stayed in an abusive relationship for my kids, you know, and now they don't even talk to their dad anymore because he could have left and he stayed with the mom, and they had to resent the dad for keeping him in a toxic situation. Like, the kids don't talk to me or my wife anymore. I'm sad. I died when my kids didn't come to my funeral because they hated me for staying in a toxic relationship. It's going to hurt your, break your heart. You write these obituaries, and that might be what you need to get out of these situations. That might be what you need. You need to break your own heart because they've broken your hearts constantly. It doesn't seem to be enough, does it? The trauma bond, they can break your heart 95 times. It doesn't seem to be enough. Why can't I leave? Write down your obituary. Right? If you die today and you base it on this relationship, base it on your life right now, don't just go around to find out your financial success and stuff like that. Like, I was financially successful. I had lived a great financial life. What about your love life? Huh? What about your relationship with your kids that don't like you anymore because you're in this relationship? Huh? You focus on the good stuff. Write down the bad stuff. That's the point. Why would you write down an obituary for the good stuff? Write down the bad stuff. Hurt your own feeling. Maybe that's what it takes. This is a dark episode. I told you I'm going to be straightforward with y'all now. I'm going to help more people. I'm helping, you know. Sometimes you got to hurt your own feelings. They've hurt them enough. It hasn't been enough. They've hurt your feelings plenty of times, and it hasn't been enough yet, has it? It definitely has not been enough. So take back your power. If you're not happy with your current obituary, then it's time to make changes. It's time to make the painful changes, because you can rewrite the obituary to be continued. Boom. After I wrote down my previous obituary, guess what? I rose from the dead. I rose from the depths of this relationship, and I like a phoenix from the ashes, and I went on and lived a great, more empowering life. Thank God for discernment. Thank God for, you know, blessing you. You've been blessed. If you don't believe in God, well, whatever you believe in, you don't have to believe in anything. Believe in yourself. Thank yourself for yourself. But take your power back. You have to, y'all. This is a situation. What have you done for you? A lot of times, that doesn't just mean what have you given to this relationship, like to your partner. A lot of times, y'all, we become kids early. Like, I've talked to people who've been parents since they were 16, 17 years old. Now they're 43 years old. And they've been married, and they've had kids through this whole time. All right, you look, you got 27 years of doing stuff for everybody else. What about you? Your kids are grown now. What about you? What about you? Well, my husband, what about him? He's grown. He can take care of himself. I'm not telling you to leave him. I'm telling you to do something for you. He doesn't let me do stuff by myself because he's thinking I'm going to leave him. That's a red flag. That's a red flag, y'all. If I wouldn't have, I actually have a red flag here in my hands. If I wouldn't have to hold my, if I would have to hold my ring light, I would wave it. But literally, y'all, that's a red flag right there. Take back your power. Do something for you. You have to. You have to do something for you. And I cleared my hand up because the ring light set down. But yeah, there you go right there. They don't let you go anywhere. They try to keep you in the house because they think you're going to leave them. That is a red flag in and of itself, y'all. Anyways, y'all, go do, after you turn this video off, go do something for you today. Take action. Tony Robbins said take action. Don't, ignorance on fire, motivation on ice is just pointless. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Stay tuned for more. I truly appreciate everybody. Turn on notifications, please. Thank y'all. Do something for you. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And to my podcasters, I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Y'all know I appreciate y'all. I really, really do. So I'm here. Like I said, I'm still got my series going on with the Ask Mental Illness stuff. If y'all want to send something in, you know, if you gonna send me something to the Dear Mental Illness, read it back to yourself. And if it's over like 3 minutes, I can't read it, y'all. It's just too long. It really is. I want to get to a lot of them, but if they're like extremely long, I can't do them because they're too long. You know what I mean? Anyways, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful. I really am. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.